That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter. Are you on a bus?
Peter, on a bus.
I'm off a bus, and I'm now trying to make my way through some very dodgy traffic, picking my way through the bus stop.
Running across the road.
And I've survived.
You don't live in Auckland, do you? You're an Aucklander.
I do. Just by viaduct, basically. So, as I walk across Victoria Park, let me tell you about a very interesting subject which has led me to put off looking at euthanasia across the world. And that is the fact that the Royal Commission into Children Who Were Under State Care does not include church children. Now, this is a really quite surprising omission, because there was an extraordinary outburst against especially the Catholic Church, but a lot of other churches in Australia, when a Royal Commission with the same sort of scope included the churches. So why would they have excluded them from the New Zealand inquiry?
I do not know.
Yeah, it's odd, because I wouldn't pick that there would have been any political pressure to protect the churches. It doesn't seem to me that we're that sort of government that would want to take such a position.
Unless that's just like the global, you know, maybe it's that strong.
Well, I certainly think that the Australian inquiry ranged very broadly and widely, and it led to the recall of George Pell back from the Vatican because of the trouble that he was said to have allowed errant priests who were abusing children to have got away with it. So, I mean, there's pretty big stuff at risk. And we do know that there have been some New Zealand priests who have been caught in bad behaviour with the kids.
Mm.
So why exclude them from the inquiry? Now, there's one possible logic, and that is that actually almost all church schools do receive state aid. Only if they were fully private schools, I think, would they be excluded from the inquiry. And most Catholic schools since 1976 have been integrated into the state system. So maybe, given that the range goes back to 51, but, you know, a lot of the abuse is probably from more recent times, maybe almost all the abuse will be caught up in the inquiry anyway. But I'm intrigued by this, because there's a lot of people pressing, especially from Catholic schools. There seem to be some very loud voices about older people now, saying, when are we going to be allowed to be heard and to make our protest by the way we've been treated?
Fair enough.
Will they get the chance? Do you think they'll get to hear their...
Well, you see, I mean, one might argue, what's the point of a Royal Commission? But the Royal Commission has always existed to give people a chance to make a statement, you know, to make a public declaration of the way in which they've been mistreated.
A recognition of what happened in the eyes of kind of the law and everyone, sort of thing. A public admission of sorts. Yeah.
And a grand placing on public record that can bring pressure on the state to provide a sort of a generalised system of compensation. And so they're going to be excluded that opportunity. So, I mean, for all those reasons, I'm pretty puzzled that the inquiry excluded churches. I'm wondering whether, in fact, it was just too messy, that the Australian inquiry just got completely out of hand, summoning people from the Vatican down, making churches in Australia, especially the Catholic Church, extraordinarily edgy and almost complaining. There's been an astonishing book from the Catholic Church claiming that it's been seriously abused in Australia, that this is cruel and unreasonable what was done to the Catholic Church. I'm not altogether convinced of the case, and I think the book got suppressed in the end through the courts.
Do you think that this is the sort of thing that could be divided into two parts? So they do the schools and stuff first and then they do the churches?
Yes, but wouldn't it look very awkward to have a specific inquiry just on the churches and their care of children? I mean, you know, such an inquiry, would it be even more offensive than just picking up the church? So I guess my theory was that the ones that are seriously at issue were mostly tangled up in some way within the state system, but that putting it with the boundaries around its state care means that a recommendation on compensation could come pretty precisely. Mm. Maybe that's it.
Yes.
A funny business, though, because historically in recent years, the state has not sought to protect the churches from anything.
Mm.
But it's interesting that there have been public questions to Jacinda Ardern saying, why have these not included? And she's just ducked the question.
Yeah, that's bizarre. It is really bizarre.
Touchy. Yes. Touchy yeah. stuff, bizarre. Isn't it?
Yes. So I'll leave you to think about that one. And
I can see, I can totally understand, Peter, why you didn't want to talk about this on a crowded bus. It probably would have been a little bit awkward. Thank
it
you for.
It could have been dangerous. Yes, you're right. Thank you for your thoughtfulness.
All right, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Look forward to it.
Cheers,
bye.
Peter. Bye.